coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Stacked Wednesday football show for you, or is it a football Wednesday? Either way, it's stacked. Lots of great guests today. Herm Edwards from ESPN drops by, gives us a national perspective, going around the league with him, talks about the Browns, but talks about the NFL, the hot stories, Philadelphia, what's going on down there, what's going on with the New York Jets, his former team, place he coached. Yeah, and he was also a former Philadelphia Eagle defensive back. I covered him way back in the day when he was on that team, back in the 70s. Yep, we go back. And Rich Gannon, former Raiders quarterback. This is Raiders Week. CBS, this is going to be his third game, by the way, that CBS is assigning him to cover. He will be with Marv Albert in Oakland on Sunday for Raiders and Browns. And he breaks it down, studying the film of both teams. He obviously knows that Raider team very well, but he's becoming a pretty good expert on the Browns. So you're going to want to hear what Rich Gannon has to say about that. Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Raiders, did his conference call with the Browns media today. And we've got highlights of that, too. You're going to want to listen to that. Hugh Jackson does a wonderful job breaking down his team and talking about some things about the Browns, what has to be done by the Raiders to deal with the Browns' offense and defense and all that good stuff. And Greg Little, Browns wide receiver, he joins us, goes inside the locker room with Jameer Howerton. So we'll have that for you as well. I told you, stacked show. And poll questions. We do this on every show, a new question each day. But I got to take care of some unfinished business from last night. Didn't give you the answer of last night's poll question, so I'll ask it and then give you the responses. When I say answer, I mean how you all voted on this. The question was, how much will Greg Little, being a starter, change his impact on the offense for the Browns and why? And the categories were a lot, a little, not at all. You voted 70% of you. 70% said a lot. A couple comments. Ian said the offense will be much better. Little has already proven himself as one of the more versatile receivers this team has seen in a while and is a better playmaker than most of the veterans we have. I go along with Ian's comment and the voting on this, that generally speaking, Greg Little has been the dynamic force of this offense. If you can say this offense has a dynamic force and it really hasn't shown that in the way of point production or explosion or whatever, he's as close to that as you get. And I think him being a starter will make a difference. I think he'd have made a difference if he wasn't a starter just because of the many touches he's getting, but he does. All right, for tonight's poll question, and we promise we'll give you the results of this one. And this, like the previous one, got a lot of response from you. But tonight's poll question is, what will the greatest challenge for the Browns defense be versus the Raiders and why? And the categories are stopping Darren McFadden, sacking Jason Campbell. He has not been sacked much, only 5 times in 5 games, and 3 of them came in the last game against Houston. So it had only been 2 through 4 games, covering the speedy wide receivers or other. So vote on that and tell us why. And so far we are getting a lot of response on that. Again, I promise to give the result on that after you find those questions on the official Browns Facebook page. And the official Browns Facebook page is where you also go to ask me questions. Ask Vic. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And we respond to those questions when you ask them. For instance, Mason via Facebook asks, do you think we need to focus more on stopping the run or focus more on stopping their receivers, the Raiders' receivers? I would say, Mason, it always starts with your run defense. Darren McFadden cannot get a stranglehold on this game. And if he does, yeah, that's trouble. Now, the initial thought a lot of people would have is, well, wait a minute, Joe Hayden's not playing, so that takes away the coverage against some speedy receivers. Again, part of our poll question, so you would naturally think the Raiders are going to be aggressive and go after that. And the answer to that is they probably will during the course of the game, but I think only after they do what they usually do, which is try to pound it out on the ground. And this guy is a beast. This guy's playing well. He seems to get better with every game. He's in a groove. You'll hear Hugh Jackson talking about that from the conference call sound that we have in the show. Corey asks, what do the Browns have to do to take advantage of Oakland's not-so-great defense? And, Corey, my answer to that would be pound the football as well. This better be a big day for Peyton Hillis, for Montario Hardesty. Rich Gannon, we're going to get into some of that with him, get his analysis on that. But I think It has to start there. They are a big group of defensive linemen, but they've been vulnerable against the run. You can have some success on the ground with them, and you've got to take advantage of that. And that opens the door. When you're on the road, you've got to do that. You've got to deflate the place, because that place will be inflated to the hilt. Again, first game played in the Coliseum there after the passing, Saturday's passing of Al Davis. Okay. We are going to just get this thing started very soon here in a couple of minutes. Herm Edwards from ESPN joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. It's in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Are you ready for that time of year again when we all start to spend time inside? Well, Danny Vase can help you get ready. This Thursday through Sunday, we are having our biggest sale of the year. Brunswick pool tables starting at $10.99. Bar stools, theater seats, poker tables, shuffleboard, ping pong, air hockey, video games, and 24 months same as cash. You know Danny Vase is the only choice for your home entertainment needs. So hurry in this weekend.
Kathy, tell them something new.
Like what, Dad? That you're handsome?
Well, this is true, but I want people to know we love what we do.
And you will too. See for yourself why Danny Vase has been bringing fun to homes for nearly 50 years. Come visit one of our exciting stores in Cleveland, Fairlawn, Mayfield Heights, or Westlake at Crocker Park. And check us out online at DannyVase.com. That's Danny, VEGHS.com. We'll see you this weekend.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Turnpike eastbound before 480, an accident there involving a tractor trailer. You are going to find a little bit of a backup. 71 southbound slow, 480 to snow. Interbell southbound slow, dead man's curve to 71. 271 southbound backing at 422. 40 westbound slow, west 130th to 71. Warrensville Center to 77. And 40 eastbound backing 77 to Warrensville Center. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
We welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Pleased to welcome to the show right now a great friend and one of the all-time best in the National Football League. He's a former player, a former coach, and now an analyst for ESPN. Herm Edwards joining us. Hey, Herm, how you doing?
I'm doing well and excited about this year, obviously. When you think about some teams that really have gone to the forefront, unexpected. When you think about the Detroit Lions, the San Francisco 49ers, obviously the Raiders now are challenging for the AFC West. So it's interesting times in National Football League right now.
It really is, and I do want to get to some of these surprise teams. And another surprise in not-so-good way, your former team as a player, the Eagles, what do you make of their situation right now, Herm?
Well, I just think that, obviously, you know, they're going through some trials and tribulations for a lot of reasons. I think, first of all, offensively, really not intact with their offensive line, and I think that hurts you. Defensively, new system, and at this point, I don't know if the players really fit the system, and that's the problem. So I think they're going to have to look long and hard at that. I know Andy's a smart coach. He has smart coaches on the staff. They're going to have to do something about that, because if they continue to get run on, very, very difficult to win football games in the National Football League. So they got a high-powered offense, but even with that being said, they turn the ball over way too many times. And when you do those things and you can't stop the run, you don't tackle well defensively, and you turn the ball over, you're not going to win many football games.
Yeah, and is that, as we're talking 5 weeks into a season, I mean, a lot of things are being kind of cast, I don't want to say set in stone, but things are being pretty well established. Is that fixable at
it
this
is.
Stage?
Yeah, Vic, it is fixable. You know, it is. All that's fixable. I mean, turnovers are fixable. Tackling is fixable. Gap responsibility is fixable. The thing you can't fix, which they have abundance of, talent. They got a lot of talent. So that's a plus. They've got talent enough to win games. And this is a big game for them, in my opinion, this week going to Washington, because if they can win this football game, now all of a sudden things look a lot better. You're sitting there, you know, with two wins. And now you don't feel as bad. And you're playing a division opponent. So this is a big contest for them this weekend.
Herm, as far as the other big surprise of teams that are struggling, are, of course, the 0-5 Indianapolis Colts. Now, taking Peyton Manning away from it doesn't make it a surprise, but just the notion that they're struggling like that organization, we just never see it from them. How do you see them coping?
Well, I think the players have to do that within. Obviously, losing Peyton Manning, we all see now that's a big loss, bigger loss than anyone anticipated. But here again, it's on the players now. There's nothing you can do. Peyton Manning's not coming back. So you have to play football games and try to win football games. And they played pretty well the first half of last week's game, really, and the week prior to that, even against the Bucs. But just can't find a way to finish. And the onus now goes on their defense. Now, they're wounded defensively. That's what hurts, too, when you lose players out of your secondary and lose a couple linebackers. That doesn't help you. So they're a little bit wounded. They got to find a way to generate some points in the second half of football games. Last week, they were very good in the first half, and then they kind of lost their motion. The Chiefs came back and were able to win a game on the road.
There was talk in Dallas of the Cowboys now using like real simulation of game situation, Jason Garrett incorporating that in his practices, helping, I guess, to overcome or prevent what it took place the last time they played against Detroit, blowing that big lead, and that this might be a helpful thing. Again, speaking as a former coach, are there ways that you can really practice game situations enough to where you straighten this stuff out once the game is played?
Well, yeah, and I think the game in Detroit, we want to put all this on Tony Romo, but really that's the game that the head ball coach, I mean, he has to take control of that football game and realize that in every game, you know, there's about 12 possessions. You have 6 possessions in the second half, and basically you have to be in the mode at that point in time. It's really about clock, and it's really about managing the clock and playing football offensively in this sense. It's really not being in the drop-back mode. I mean, if you're going to throw the football, it has to be out of a play-action situation. And really run the football, protect your defense some, because you're talking about an offense in the Detroit Lions that is very explosive. They have shown the ability to come back in the halftime. So, you know, you can practice all that stuff, and it's great. You can put players in situations that's great because they got to make decisions with the ball. But also, you as a head coach, you have to make decisions too, and really take some of that out of the player's hand and put it in your hand as a coach and call the game a different way. And for me, that game was more on not just Tony Romo, but more on decisions that they made as a staff to continue to try to throw the ball and up the lead. And I understand up and lead, but when you're leading like that, you can still up the lead. But at that point in time, it's about making first downs, controlling the clock, allowing the Detroit Lions to not have the possession so they can score points.
ESPN's Herm Edwards joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another of your former teams, the Kansas City Chiefs, looked like there was maybe a moment on the sideline, an epiphany, whatever we want to call it, where Matt Cassel and the head coach, Todd Haley, got into it, and then from then on, it seemed like things improved from the standpoint of Castle's performance. I know you can't attribute everything to just one moment or one heat of the battle situation, but there's some hot-tempered people, and you're known to have a little bit of emotion and temper on the sideline yourself, Herm. But how do you judge that situation?
Well, I just judge it's in-house, and I think those things happen all the time, you know, and there's so many cameras now on the coaches on the sideline. Anything you say or do, whether you twinkle your nose a certain way, they get it and say, well, what do you mean by that? You know, so I just think that's part of the process. But I think when you think about the Chiefs, you know, they still have enough talent on offense. Dwayne Bowe's a fine receiver. Matt Castle's a good quarterback. They have some players, Preston. You know, their offensive line is still intact for the most part. They lost Ryan Waters. But here again, they showed what they're made of the last 2 weeks. You know, they've dug themselves out of this hole. Their defense can will need to improve some, obviously, but offensively now they've been able to make some plays in the passing game.
And you were starting this off by talking about some of these many surprise and dynamic stories that have really made this a nice start to the season. The Detroit Lions, how impressive are they?
Oh, they're very impressive, no doubt about it. And I just think the way they go about doing things, especially with their offense, because their offense kind of generates their whole football team, and they've got explosive players with Bev, obviously Johnson, Pettigrew, the tight end. So they've got a lot of weapons over there, young receiver. They drafted Nate Burleson, so then the quarterback's playing well. And it goes to show you, you know, they make some good decisions on drafting players. They hit on a lot of first-round draft choices, and these guys are playing good on the other side of the ball. Dominic Sue, Andrew Bosch, I mean, Fairley is obviously going to get back in the mix. So defensively, you know, they've got a good front. They got a whole suit, though. I mean, the back end of their secondary is okay. They still struggle at times versus a run, but they play it with a lot of confidence. They haven't lost. I think this is, what, 9 in a row? We'll go back into the last year for them. So it's good for those guys.
So you're buying. You're buying on them.
Oh, yeah. In the beginning, during the season, I said, you better look out for these guys. You know, I anticipated these guys going this worst-case scenario, home 6-2, 7-1, and getting into the playoffs. So, you know, they're going to be sitting there. I mean, you're going to have to deal with them. I mean, think about what they did last year. They beat, and everyone lost sight of this. The last four games they won, they beat Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Miami, and Minnesota, those last four games. And, you know, and they play well at home, and now they've gone on the road and won some games. So, yeah, they're sitting pretty.
You're buying Buffalo at 4-1?
Yeah, I'm buying them. I'm buying them in the sense they can score. Now, as this thing continues to go, as the season progresses and gets a little longer, they're going to have to eventually stop some people too, though. I mean, because you can't always outscore people, you know, and they've done it. But eventually you got to stop people. They can score points. I like their offense. I like, obviously, Chan Gailey, who's done a great job there, good friend of mine. And I like their success. But defensively, they're going to have to play better toward the end. And they're going to have to get better by week 8 defensively. If they can do that, you know, they got a chance to make a playoff run right now. When you look at that division, obviously the strongest team in that division is New England. The Jets are still there. They can play good enough defense if their offense gets going, so you can't count them out yet. But I like Buffalo.
I was going to, you anticipated my next question. I was going to ask you about the Jets and just the makeup of that division. Obviously, a lot of people in New York, you might have had an experience or two with that media market as the Jets coach, are ready to kind of really blast this thing, write this thing off, and put a lot of heat on Rex Ryan and company, who bring a lot of heat to themselves. But what do you make of the Jets' ability to get out of this hole that they've created?
Well, it's not that deep of a hole. I mean, there's been deep holes in that. So I think they've got good enough players where they can get themselves out of it. They just have to play consistently and get back to running the ball some and really play better defense. I mean, that's how they're built. They're built to play defense. Right now, their defense is struggling at times, so that's not any good. But I think, you know, they got good enough players. They've won enough games. This is a winning football team. These guys know how to win games, so it's not like they can't win games.
Herman, everyone in our audience wants to always have that outside perspective on the Browns, to hear what people from the outside think. What's your take on this team?
Well, I love the quarterback. I think that he's in the right system, has the right people coaching him, and they got to build on him. I mean, and they can create, give him more weapons. I know they've been a little bit hurt now with their offensive line, obviously losing the center. Is he back this week, sir?
Well, that's the thing. He's coming off an appendectomy, so we'll see. And Joe Hayden, the corner, is hurt too. So question marks on both those guys.
But even with that being said, I think these guys have a different mindset of how they're playing football. And they got a quarterback that I think that has a future there in the system they're running. They just have to build it now, and I think they'll be able to do that. So I like the way they're playing. I mean, they might not win as many games as they would like to, but here again, they're very competitive. The quarterback's going to continue to get better. So I like the way they're headed.
Herm, I truly appreciate your time and great stuff as always.
Thank you, my friend.
ESPN's Herman Edwards joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound bucket at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey sports fans, Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart for the shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn pro points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card for Drug Mart cash or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
Hey guys, Kenny Rhoda here. Still looking for that someone special? I've got three words that can help. It's Just Lunch. All you have to do is call them and let It's Just Lunch do all the hard stuff. From the match, reservations, the post-date follow-up, they've got you covered. There's no profiles, photos, no nonsense. You have all the fun. They do all the work. It's Just Lunch. Give it a try. Call this week to take advantage of the fall promotion, which happens only once a year. Meet someone now to spend the upcoming holiday season with. Call 612-376-7373 or visit itsjustlunchmn.com.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
But why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Hey, Cleveland. Tired of hearing the phrase, wait until next year.
Next year.
Next year. Well, at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, next year is now.
Now.
Medina Volkswagen Mazda is ushering in a new era of unbelievable savings with their 2012 fleet of award-winning fuel-efficient vehicles. Get ready to sign and drive. Lease the all-new Volkswagen Passat, made right here in the USA for only $229 per month and zero money down. With nothing due at signing, the 2012 Passat also comes equipped with Volkswagen's 3-year, 36,000-mile carefree maintenance program. The best deals are all right here.
Right here.
It's time to sign and drive at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, Cleveland's home to the low price guarantee. So check them out today for your chance to lease the all-new Passat for only $229 per month and zero down on Pearl Road in Medina. Or check them out anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. Plus tax and title. 10,000 miles per year with approved credit. Out of dealer stock by 10/31.
So happy that you're choosing to join us today on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment where we take a look at the opponent and take a broader, deeper look at the game through the eyes of network analysts is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Time for our weekly segment with the network analyst assigned to the Browns game. And for the third time this season, Rich Gannon gets the call for CBS. He'll be there in Oakland. Rich, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic, I'm doing good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man, and thank you for taking a few minutes with us. I know you've become quite an expert on the Browns, and I'm going to ask you about that. But I want to start with the Raiders, your former team, and also want to start with this being a very unusual week. With the passing of Al Davis on Saturday, we saw all the emotion that the Raiders took into that game at Houston, and now they'll be playing their first home game since Al's passing, and what you think that's going to mean on Sunday for what the Browns have to expect.
You know, Vic, I think this is a big story. You know, it was an emotional weekend for them. They're on the road in Houston Saturday morning. They wake up and find out that their beloved owner, Al Davis, had passed away in the middle of the night. They go out and don't start out particularly well against the Houston Texans, but somehow, some way, they find a way to get a win at the end. And so you're certainly concerned, I think, as the focus shifts to, addressing, the future in terms of the ownership, in terms of the role the family is going to play. Al wore about 3 or 4 different hats. You know, that's certainly a lot of distractions that are going to take place this week. And then you wonder the focus. Can the players muster the same energy, the same passion, the same focus, and get back on track this week? Because, you know, Cleveland is fresh. They're coming off their bye. They've had a chance to go back and look at the first 4 weeks of the season, self-scout, make the corrections. So I think this is going to be a big test for the Oakland Raiders.
Beyond that emotional wave that they rode in Houston for that exciting win, I mean, it came down obviously to the wire. When you study what the Raiders did in that game, I mean, statistically, there were some things that just would tell you they shouldn't have been able to overcome it. I mean, Jason Campbell got sacked 3 times. That was more than he had been sacked in any one game so far. And generally speaking, it didn't look like a dominant performance, but it got the job done there.
Yeah, it was not their best effort in terms of the X's and O's. Offensively, the quarterback didn't look particularly good. He's been playing better. He's not been turning the ball over. They didn't run it as well as they have in the past. I mean, when they run the ball well, they're a very dangerous football team. And defensively, they can't stop the run right now. You know, the middle linebacker, Rolando McClain, is a guy that doesn't run as well. And I think he's struggling a little bit. They don't do a good job containing the perimeter runs, you know, the runs on the outside the tackle. They've been giving up big runs on the perimeter. So that's certainly something I'm sure the Cleveland Browns will take a look at. But no, it was not a clean performance. The one thing they did do a good job of was a defensive line did a good job batting balls down this game. I know it sounds a little ridiculous, but I think they knocked 5 or 6 balls down for Matt Schaub. And, you know, you think about Colt McCoy at 6'1", and he's had some balls batted in the past. I'm sure that that's something that Pat Shurmur and the Browns are talking about with Colt McCoy.
Yeah, and I want to talk about a couple of things here that you bring up. As far as Jason Campbell and his performance, he has so much speed at that receiver spot. That's kind of the given, right, with the Raiders, and something you experienced firsthand as a former quarterback there. So the Al Davis philosophy, classic philosophy of having speed guys. Yet for all of that speed and for the willingness to throw downfield, it doesn't seem like they're a team that just has that big strike attack.
I would agree with you. I think there's been some inconsistent play at the receiver position. They're young there. You know, Darius Hayward Bay had a disappointing start to his career, although he did show up and play pretty good last week. He made a couple people miss. I think they're very good with the ball in their hands. They have some speed, but they struggle in the short and intermediate game in terms of their consistency. They drop balls. They've had health concerns there. Chaz Chillins has been hurt more than he's been healthy. Lewis Murphy's been banged up, and Darius Moore has been in and out. So they've not had kind of the continuity that you like at the wide receiver position, and a little bit like Cleveland. I mean, they're young there, they're inexperienced, and not a lot of big plays show up on the perimeter.
One thing that does seem to give them sustainability, though, as an offense, is the performance of this running game and seeing how well Darren McFadden not only runs, he just seems to be clicking at such a high level, and then the work of that offensive line, too, and giving him the opportunities, the holes to make those runs.
Yeah, I think the big story, as much as I like Peyton Hillis, I think he's a very good back. This guy, Darren McFadden, is a completely different back. He's got tremendous speed in the open field. He does run with some power. He's been healthy. I think he's off to his best start. And when he gets a little winded, they bring in Michael Busch. They've got this young back, Tywan Jones, who they really like. So they really have some playmakers there. And Hugh Jackson is a smart play caller, smart head coach. He realizes that the quarterback is not good enough right now to carry this football team by throwing it 35 or 40 times in a game. That they've got to be able to have balance and feature the run. And so McFadden's going to get his touches. Bush is going to get his touches. They're the number two rushing team in football a year ago, and if I'm not mistaken, they're certainly in the top two or three again this season.
Yeah, we're visiting with Rich Gannon, CBS analyst, former Raiders quarterback. He will be on the call with CBS with Marv Albert Sunday in Oakland for the Browns and Raiders. You talk about Hugh Jackson and what a great job he is doing. It seems like he has found his coaching zone this season. A lot of people just commenting on how well he's handling things there. Rich, break down what he's been doing.
Well, he's a good play caller, and that's how he's kind of come up in the business, and you can look at him in college and his ability to develop and work with the quarterback, and I think that's something that they really haven't had there going all the way back to John Gruden. And you know, you look at Jason Campbell's development and his improvement. I think Hugh's done an outstanding job there. I think the ability to bring in another coordinator Al Saunders to help with the offense and the vertical passing game, and then how he's rounded out his coaching staff. He brought Chuck Bresnahan back, who was with the team when they went to the Super Bowl in 2002, and then you look at some of the additions to the staff. They brought back Steve Wisniewski, the former All-Pro lineman. He's working with the offensive line. They brought back Rod Woodson to work with the secondary. Greg Beekert was brought back, a very good linebacker in the 90s and in 2000, the early part of 2000s. He's been outstanding. So I think they finally got the coaching staff in order, and that's something that's important, Vic, because there's been so much turnover there over the last 7 or 8 years. I think they finally got some stability at the top.
You mentioned in that last game about knocking passes down. I think it was upwards of maybe 7 or so that were knocked down. 6'5" Matt Schaub, all right? So you wouldn't think he'd have those kind of issues. And now we think about 6'1" Colt McCoy in this game. Explain what is going on with Richard Seymour and company in that front and what they've been able to do to get their hands on so many balls coming out.
Well, it's probably the biggest defensive line in football. I mean, they're monsters. Seymour's a big cat. Tommy Kelly, this John Henderson, who played in Jacksonville, he comes in there now. And he gets some push in the middle of the pocket. He swatted a couple balls last week. Lamar Houston had a couple. Richard Seymour. So they do a good job. They've got a very good defensive line coach, Mike Waffle. And one of the things that they do is they realize that a lot of these teams with these crossing routes, and so they can't get to the quarterback, and they see that quarterback begin to put his arm up. They do a good job of getting hands up and creating some problems for quarterbacks. Whether you're 6'5 or 6'1, it's going to be a problem. Colt McCoy is going to have to be able to slide, move to his right and left, throw from awkward body positions, change his angle of his throws, and find some holes in the middle of that defensive line, because they're already 6'5" guys. They're jumping. They put their hands up. I mean, it's like throwing over a real tall fence. I mean, it's hard to find holes in the middle of that defense.
And that's something you actually game plan and deal with, correct? I mean, you don't just say, okay, go back and run the play the way you would run the play against anybody. When you got a team that's like this and has this many big guys, you should be building kind of your game plan and your passing game with that in mind.
Absolutely. I think a couple of things really jump out at me. First and foremost, in the quick game, the quick three-step and five-step throws where the ball's coming out quick, you've got to tell the offensive line, hey, the quarterback's not going to hold it. It's going to come out quick. As soon as they put their hands up, let's be aggressive. Let's go after them. Let's attack their midsection. Let's get their hands down. You know, quarterback Colt McCoy should remind him in the huddle, hey, guys, three-step throw. Let's be aggressive. Get their hands down. Constant reminders. Get their hands down. The other thing Colt's going to have to be very aware of, you know, when you throw those crossing routes, you've got to be see the throw. You've got to be able to anticipate, you know, even a quick pump of the shoulders or the arms to get their hands up and then come back in afterwards. I mean, you know, good crafty quarterbacks know how to find the holes, and again, you don't want to continually get balls batted and encourage that type of behavior.
You touched upon Peyton Hillis earlier, and like you said, it's the duel of former Arkansas running backs, although he blocked for Darren McFadden there, but Hillis and the need for this team to really have a monster game from Hillis and of course, a complimentary effort, I guess, from Ontario Hardesty. What are your thoughts about how well they could perform against this Raider defense?
I think they can run the football. I think they have to be able to run the football, Vic. You know, as I study Cleveland offensively, I don't know that it's going to happen this year, but they're not able to spread people out right now and go attack through the air. I mean, they just don't have the personnel. Greg Little's going to play more this week. Judging by Pat Shurmur's comments, it sounds like Evan Moore should be up and get more opportunities. But they're really young. They're struggling right now at the wide receiver position. Josh Cribbs should be on the field more. I believe he will be. But to keep this whole thing, a lot like the Raiders, if they can't run the football, they're in trouble. And you look at the Raiders' defense, they don't want to stop the run. They've not been able to stop the run. They don't tackle well in the secondary. The linebackers, in my opinion, are slow, not fast, slow players. I think Hillis could have a big day. I think Ontario Hardesty could have a big day. And they have to have a big day in order for Cleveland to be successful.
How worried should the Browns be that their starting center, Alex Mack, could miss this game, recovering from that appendectomy, with what you just said in mind?
They should be very concerned, because one of the strengths of this Raiders defense, as you know, Vic, is that defensive line. Mm-hmm. Big people inside, and Richard Seymour is a Pro Bowler. Tommy Kelly and John Henderson, they roll them through there. I mean, they are monsters. You're talking about guys that are 6'5", 330 pounds, that can move, that can push the pocket, that can collapse the run game. And without Alex Mack, your Pro Bowl center, that may make things difficult for the rest of the offensive line and Colt McCoy.
And the other health thing, just to make sure we acknowledge, because I know it'll be a big storyline for you, is that of Joe Hayden, the cornerback, coming back from a knee sprain or trying to, and you know his status will be up in the air. I just think of all those speed receivers, of course, that the Raiders have, but they haven't been consistent. But I wonder if how much things change if Hayden is not in there.
Well, I think things change in a big way. I know just from a quarterback's perspective, if I'm playing the Cleveland Browns, I'm staying away from 23, Joe Hayden. I'm going to go work on Sheldon Brown, even though he's a 10-year vet. I mean, Hayden's playing as well as any corner in the league. And even if he is in there, you're going to be concerned, and you're certainly going to find out early just how healthy he is and how he moves and how he's able to recover and get in and out of those breaks. And then if he's not in there, whether it's Dimitri Patterson, whoever's up, I mean, we're going to go after them as well. So I think you're going to see some shots early. You're always going to probe. You're always going to find out if the next guy is up to the challenge, if somebody's out in the secondary, particularly a player like Joe Hayden.
Rich, great stuff as always. I thank you so much for joining us.
Vic, always a pleasure, pal.
Raiders coach Hugh Jackson was on a conference call today with media covering the Browns. Naturally, one of the first questions he was asked was about the passing of Al Davis and whether the lingering emotions from that, which carried the Raiders so heavily in last week's win at Houston, will carry over into Sunday's game against the Browns. Jackson doesn't think so.
Well, we're not looking for it to carry us. We're not looking forward to it burning us out or any of that. I mean, that part of it's behind us. Now people are going to honor him and do what they need to do, and we respect that. But this football team has to get ready to play each and every week. That's our goal. That's our mission. I don't think we're in this euphoria right now like everybody think we are because of the passing of Coach. We respect that. We love him. We're going to miss him. But we also know that we got to get ready to play football. I'm not worried about a letdown. We're here at home in front of our fans. And we're pros, and we understand that there's emotion in every game. Maybe that one's a little bit different than most because of the passing of Coach, but I think we all recognize and understand that this game is a humbling game, and if you're not prepared to play when it's time to play, you can get embarrassed really quickly.
Browns running back Peyton Hillis and Raiders running back Darren McFadden were teammates at Arkansas. In fact, Hillis blocking for him there. Jackson was asked whether he spoke with McFadden to get some helpful hints about stopping Hillis, but you know what? Jackson said he doesn't need that.
One thing, I know Darren probably would like to talk to me about Peyton Hillis, but he doesn't need to because the tape talks to me. I mean, this guy is a sensational runner. He's big. He's physical. He's hard to get down. This is a great challenge for us because this guy is, one of the better big running backs in this football league. I mean, he can really get after it. And one hit doesn't bring this man down. I mean, you have to gang tackle this guy because he plays the game that way. I mean, he's a beast. So we got to get ready to get this guy stopped.
Speaking of McFadden, he is tearing it up, averaging 5.7 yards per carry. Jackson talked about why McFadden is having such a big year so far.
I think because he works at it. I think he really does a great job in practice. It's important to him. He wants to be one of the best players in the league, and that's what he, one of his own personal goals is, I'm sure. But he works at it all the time. And I think the offensive line has done a good job of trying to open up holes for him. And I think between those two, Darren's work ethic and the offensive line becoming one, I think is giving them a chance to have some success early here.
A week ago, the Raiders knocked down seven passes from the 6'5" Matt Schaub, quarterback from the Texans. Now, on Sunday, they go against 6'1" Colt McCoy, who's had his share of passes batted at the line. And that obviously is going to be a big focal point of the Raider defense. But Jackson talked about having a very healthy respect for McCoy, and that size is not the only thing to look at when assessing his game.
A very young, talented player, knows how to distribute the ball to his playmakers. A guy who's come from a winning program in Texas that I don't think the game's too big for him. He played as a rookie. I think he's very, very talented, and I don't think the height as far as defensive players have ever bothered him before. He's always found a way to make it happen, and I think he'll continue to do so. I hope we can knock every pass down that he attempts to throw, if we can. But this guy's a winner. He knows how to play, and I think he does a great job in their system. And I think Pat does a great job with putting the quarterback in a situation, in an environment where he has a chance to have success.
Now, the Raiders have one of the strongest legs in the game, if not the strongest, in Sebastian Janikowski. And you would think, with a game coming up against Josh Cribbs, every one of his kickoffs is going to sail through the end zone. But interestingly, last week at Houston, he didn't do that. Playing indoors, some of his kicks were returnable. So Jackson was asked whether he was surprised that not all of Janikowski's kicks are going through the end zone.
No, I'm not surprised. I think sometimes there could be a miss hit here or there. He is exceptionally good, and I'm glad he plays for us. But like I said, I don't want 16 touching the ball if I can help it. I mean, this guy is very explosive, one of the best in the league at what he does. And so we got to make sure that we find a way to slow down Josh Cribbs.
Two Raider defenders that Jackson really gushes about are linebacker Cameron Wembley, a former Brown who had a standout year in Oakland in 2010, and veteran defensive lineman Richard Seymour. With Wembley, it's all about being a good fit in the Raider scheme.
Cameron's done a great job. He had a great season a year ago. He's off to a good season this year. Obviously, we've locked him up long-term, and deservedly so. He's another one of our young, talented players on our football team. I'm glad he's here. And I know, his time in Cleveland, I competed against him. I was in Baltimore, and I thought he was a fine player there, too. I'm just glad that he's on our football team, and he's definitely contributing and one of the biggest contributors on our team.
For Jackson, it really isn't too hard to explain the success that Seymour continues to have at age 32.
He does a great job of taking care of his body. He studies the game. He's an ultimate pro. He loves the sport. He has a passion and desire for it. So I think when you mix all those things up, you get a player who really likes playing this game of football. And I think Richard will play it as long as he wants.
Some of the thoughts of Raiders coach Hugh Jackson shared with Browns media today during a conference call. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official...
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
If you've been injured, the attorneys at Russo, Rosalina, and Company handle all types of personal injury claims, including wrongful death, car, truck, and motorcycle accidents, medical malpractice, and injuries on the job. In fact, if you've been hurt over the past 2 years, you may be entitled to receive a money award, even if you didn't miss work. Call Russo, Rosalina today, 440-461-8500, or visit them at the website, rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com.
HGR Industrial Surplus, the largest used industrial surplus showroom in the galaxy, with weekly manager specials going on right now for walk-in customers only. Visit HGRINC.com or in person just off the East Shoreway. HGR Industrial Surplus.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is TJ Ward. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, as the safety just told you. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and Browns fans, single game tickets are going fast, so purchase yours before it's too late. And that includes the upcoming Browns-Seahawks matchup on Sunday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. This Inside the Locker Room segment with our own Jameer Howerton is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Today, Jameer has a chance to catch up with the newest member of the Browns starting lineup, rookie wide receiver Greg Little. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Greg, you're coming off the bye week, and this is a time where everyone took a step back, evaluated their performances over the past four games. How did you grade out?
I'm my toughest critic. And definitely looking back on those four games, I feel like I could have done a lot more. And then looking into the future in this upcoming week, you know, I'm going to get a lot of opportunities to do more and have to make the most of those opportunities and be productive.
What did you do during the bye week? Did you get a chance to get away and recharge your battery?
I definitely did. Got a chance to go back and, you know, support my Tar Heels, and they, you know, came out victorious, and I got to see a lot of other guys that was on bye weeks and just really had fun and relaxed.
Now, head coach Shermer addressed the media on Monday and mentioned how you'll be starting at the X receiver. What were your initial thoughts when you received that news, Greg?
It was something that I looked at as, you know, it was just a title at this point. And because, like we said, we evaluated things, and I was playing the most at the wide receiver position in each game in the previous weeks. So I think they just, you know, just decided to, you know, just had that confidence in me and saying, give me the go.
Now, typically you play in the slot when the offense is in the three receiver set. How different will that be playing the X versus the slot receiver?
Well, I play both. And in the three receiver set, I will go into the slot. But, when we're in a normal regular set, I'll be at an X. So a lot of times you have to be really creative in your routes as a slot. But X, it's just, you know, running and breaking and being strong to the ball and being a physical runner after the catch. So those are really the two only things that stick out.
We're joined with wide receiver Greg Little here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Greg, as the team is gearing up for its first West Coast trip of the season, what is the mood like in and around the locker room?
We're very have a sense of urgency, so to speak, and we really want to go out and be precise and execute everything that's in the game plan. And that was the lack in the previous 4 weeks was execution. We had everything in line and game plan to step up, and we just now know that that's all we have left is to execute.
You had a chance to experience a hostile environment at Indy, but playing at the Black Hole is something else. How excited are you to get on the road?
I am. I really like playing in other stadiums that are passionate, and I love their other players, and I really like for, you know, teams to get loud because I feed off of that sometimes. So it's definitely something that, you know, I'm looking forward to in such a monumental stage, and with Al Davis, their owner, passing, I expect it to be extra loud.
We touched on yards after the catch early on in the conversation here, and I always hear that term from Ben Watson and Joshua Cribbs, yaks. How would you describe your style of play after the catch?
Just very physical. You want to be assertive in the way that you run the ball after the catch. And most of the times you just want to, you know, make the first guy miss, because oftentimes, you know, teams are playing man coverage. So you do have, you know, more yak to gain with making that first guy miss.
Now, is that something that is stressed in your meeting rooms?
Most definitely. It's just making a play is what, you know, the coaches refer to it as. After you have the ball in your hands, you know, make a play, make somebody miss, and, you know, advance the ball.
Now that you have four games under your belt, how differently do you see the game?
It has tended to slow down for me, and definitely when I'm watching film, I know exactly what I'm looking for, and tendencies and leverages, and the way guys are lining up, and just how they have their feet placed. And those are some of the things that, you know, sitting with Josh Cribbs and watching film, you know, I pick up.
And lastly, Greg, on a personal note, hearing from head coach Shermer and President Mike Holmgren, you have a big personality that's infectious. How do you bring that energy to the field on Sunday?
You know, on Sunday, it definitely, you know, brightens me up. You know, when I run out of the stadium, run out of the tunnel, so to speak, and see, you know, home or away, 70,000 fans, you know, you feed off of that energy, and that really gets me going, and that really gets, you know, me to bring other people along and pick them up too. And that's something that, you know, I've always been, you know, a game day player where, you know, I just feed off of that energy from, you know, the opposing or home crowds.
Well, Greg, I want to thank you for your time, and good luck this week and Sunday.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
Good stuff, Jameer. Very good stuff on that one. All right. When we come back, we're going to answer the poll question. We're going to give you your answer to the poll question. What will be the greatest challenge for the Browns defense versus the Raiders and why? And we'll also answer some of your Ask Vic questions to the Browns official Facebook page. All coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Hi, I need an insurance quote.
I've got auto quotes, home quotes, life quotes. What kind of quote?
An auto quote?
We have liability and collision with a $250 deductible going once.
Wait.
Going twice.
But
sold to the woman with the confused look on her face.
Okay.
Getting a quote shouldn't be such a rush. At Liberty Mutual, we'll take the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to a Liberty Mutual agent today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Are you ready for that time of year again when we all start to spend time inside? Well, Danny Vase can help you get ready. This Thursday through Sunday, we are having our biggest sale of the year. Brunswick pool tables starting at $10.99. Bar stools, theater seats, poker tables, shuffleboard, ping pong, air hockey, video games, and 24 months same as cash. You know Danny Vase is the only choice for your home entertainment needs. So hurry in this weekend.
Kathy, tell them something new.
Like what, Dad? That you're handsome?
Well, this is true, but I want people to know we love what we do.
And you will too. See for yourself why Danny Vase has been bringing fun to homes for nearly 50 years. Come visit one of our exciting stores in Cleveland, Fairlawn, Mayfield Heights, or Westlake at Crocker Park. And check us out online at DannyVase.com. That's DannyVEGHS.com. We'll see you this weekend.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny.
Danny Vase. This is Jim Swayze. I was at Half Price Books last week and spotted a book about Australia that I wish I'd bought during my trip to the Outback. I've been searching for that Aussie jewel for years, and there it was, for less than half price. You know, when you're enjoying a walkabout at Half Price Books, you can expect those kind of surprises. The selection and prices, they're hotter than the proverbial shrimp on a Barbie. Well, one of the bibliomaniacs came over. That's what I call their employees, because they're passionate and knowledgeable about all their stuff and always happy to help. Thought you might like this, she said, and handed me a Blu-ray DVD of Australia. Jenny's favorite movie, and it was cheaper than the book. Yep, at Half Price Books, whether new surprises are waiting for you on the top shelf or down under, you'll always find real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Menor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at halfpricebooks.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we give you our poll question results. They're brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The poll question today was, what will the greatest challenge for the Browns defense be versus the Raiders and why? Categories: stopping Darren McFadden, sacking Jason Campbell. Again, only five times that he's been brought to the ground in five games, and three of them in one. Covering speedy wide receivers, other. And many of you voted. 84% of you, pretty overwhelming here, said stopping Darren McFadden. That's my choice as well. We talked about that at the top of the show. Tom said, we have struggled to stop the rushing attack of teams all year. Have to be able to stop him at the line of scrimmage for a loss. Or for a loss. We have great coverage. We have to have great coverage on the wide receivers, too. That's asking a lot there, buddy, Tom. But you're right. It's got to start with him. I think if you get number one done, the other things can fall in order. I like this. This was in the other category. 5% of you were there. Bruce, the Browns just need to go all out. No one single player can beat us over four quarters. Go Browns. Okay, Bruce, good stuff from you. All right, and you can, by the way, you can access our poll question, a 24-hour rebroadcast of Cleveland Browns Daily and much more on the NFL Fan Zone app. It's the tab that's on the Browns official Facebook page. Look over it on the left. Very cool stuff. You get a loop of this show and other really good, cool features there. Ask Vic. That, of course, driven by Liberty Ford. You find that on the official Browns Facebook page. And we've got some Ask Vic questions to answer. Thomas from Facebook, how do we slow down McFadden? Thomas, I say this has got to be a swarming team defense effort. You hear Pat Shurmur talk about team defense. And I'll tell you who he's quoting. He's quoting his uncle Fritz Shurmur, the late Fritz Shurmur, who was defensive coordinator for the Packers when Mike Holmgren was the coach of the Packers. And he's written books about the stuff Fritz did that Pat has in his office. And Pat was weaned on this philosophy. Team defense. Swarm to the ball. Everybody get a helmet on this guy. And it will take a team effort to bring down this big, powerful, explosive runner who's, again, very similar, but I think a high-quality runner, one of the best in the league, but very similar in style, I should say, to Peyton Hillis of the Browns, who's a little more straight ahead. This guy's got some niftiness to go with that, to go with that power. Dave asks, how much do you think the penalties will play a factor in this game, Sonny? Great question, Dave. I think it's a huge factor. I wrote about this for ClevelandBrowns.com. 50 penalties the Raiders have, and they lead the league in that category. Browns got 27, but remember, they got them in bunches in four games, 11 in the opener. Remember, they had 8 in that Miami game. The discipline is the huge part of this game. I think it will make the difference in this game, and I say this, the Browns stay disciplined, they win. Some thank yous that we want to have out there for you. Herm Edwards, thank you for being part of this show. Rich Gannon, Greg Little, Jameer Howerton, Kristen Ribelli, Michelle Manzo, Pat McKenna, and Will Birch. We will do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.